From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan searches for bombers. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has vowed to intensify counterterrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's suicide bombing in Lahore. At least 72 people were killed and 300 wounded in the Easter Sunday blast, which targeted Christians at a crowded park. A military spokesman said Monday security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads and have arrested a number of suspects. A man widely reported to be the main suspect in last week's Brussels terrorist attacks has been released due to lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor said Monday authorities had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Faikal C. Media reports had suggested the man might have been the third individual seen in an airport security camera footage alongside the two men who blew themselves up there. Earlier Monday, police released more airport surveillance footage and asked the public for help in identifying the man. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanded operations against the Islamic State group. Backed by Russian airstrikes, pro-government forces reclaimed control of Palmyra after a 10-month Islamic State occupation. An Angolan court Monday sentenced 17 young activists to from 2 to 8 years in jail for rebelling against the government of President José Eduardo dos Santos. One of those sentenced is a well-known rap singer, Luati Berrao. The sentence followed a lengthy trial seen by Angola's political opposition as an example of government repression of dissent. This is VOA News.